everybody. Welcome to my ASMR. I mean,
your voice is so monotone.
Welcome to the Gosh Daniel podcast. This is a Daniel-less episode. Yeah. So it's going to be better.
It's just the Gosh podcast.
It's the Gosh podcast. We've had a few Daniel-less episodes with Daniel only in the beginning. This is a full-on Daniel-less episode.
Whoa.
We've had a Bob-less episode before, and that was disappointing, I must say. I have with me...
How could you leave behind the best host of the show?
Exactly. Yeah, Thank you very much for kissing up. Hunt the Bunt Gunter, patron, extraordinaire. $1. I'm just going
to
say.
I have to make it. He's a very generous person. You can tell through his very kind... I mean, he's...
According to our patron goal, he has the reward of best person in the world, something like that, or best friend, something like that. And with me, we also have what's your name again?
My name is the Sentient Elbow.
And we have the Sentient Elbow, and he's not a patron.
Yeah, I'm not. He's not
our best friend.
Well, my self-esteem, why are you're stabbing it, and you're crushing it, and you're kicking it, and you're flushing it.
That's what we're here for.
Because you can't even give this man $1 every month. Okay, it's like $12 a year, but
that's kind of a lot for just some podcast.
It's true. That's
maybe
why...
like 50 cent option. Is there a 50 cent option that could give me like mediocre friend?
Still like $6 a year.
I'm sorry. Like I make $6 a month off this podcast, and wow. I don't know what I would do if I even had 50 cents more. I just have to start donating, giving it all away. Just too much.
What even do with all of this?
Also with me is our fourth host, the random fly that has just flown into this room and will not
distracted.
Leave.
Yeah.
His input will be mostly ignored, but it will not... We're trying to get him.
Well, I think they got that.
Him.
The collapse. Okay.
We have to talk about.
No, we can't ignore him. He's like right there. We should like violently flap ourselves in front of the like onto all the equipment and like completely.
You know, just everything crashed out.
Yep.
Okay. Okay. Good.
Okay. Let's talk about. Let's talk about the movie.
We saw a movie.
What movie?
Yeah, we saw a movie.
I'm gonna ask.
We saw Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Okay.
That's my favorite movie.
No, guess number one. Guess number two. That.
We didn't see that.
Did we watch Assassin's Creed?
We did, but not today. So you are wrong.
Darn it.
Today.
Okay,
is...
I'm gonna guess. Was it Dunkirk?
No.
Sadly, no.
These are all movies we would prefer to have watched.
Wait, can I change my guess?
No. No, I mean it wasn't that bad.
It wasn't as bad as Assassin's Creed.
It wasn't bad, but it wasn't good. Mm-hmm. It was okay.
Should we just give our numbers now?
Okay, yeah. It was Valerian.
Yeah, Valerian.
And in the city of 1,000 side quests.
Yeah, pretty much. The city of, hey, let's run around the entire movie and do a ton of random stuff, and then finally have some sort of Scooby-Doo ending. And,
yeah.
Like, I mean, it kind of...
And then that ending... So we're going to go into spoilers, like, immediately.
Yeah, sorry, guys.
The movie ends, and they're, like, alone in, like, what looks like an escape pod.
They're smooching in it, yeah. They're making out really hard. It's kind of nasty.
They're just stuck. Like, they're not... Is somebody going to have to pick them up? Because they can't survive in there.
He said they were 2 hours away.
Oh, they were? Okay, I went to
the bathroom. 2 hours of face-hugging.
I went to the bathroom, so, like, I didn't know what happened at that point. And, Windows is pissing me off here. Sorry, just a second.
Don't wait. Review your... Oh, darn it. Yeah, well, like, yeah, this whole time there was this really derpy, like, love thing. And it was horrible because the girl is, like, really super boss the entire movie. And she's really smart. And she's, like, in the beginning of the movie, he's, like, all proposing to her and stuff. And she's, like, no, you are, like, a total player. Look at all these people that you've dated and said the exact same thing to. And then, like, completely left and just abandoned. And now, like, you're gonna do that to me, so no. But then later she gives into her feelings and it's horrible. And he's just such a loser. Like, he doesn't deserve her at all. It's just really cringy, you know?
No, it's...
He's a bit sad. He's kind of a wimp.
I like him better than you people, apparently. But,
I don't know. I just thought he was kind of a jerk and not very interesting.
I tried to identify with him, so this hurts. What? I attempted to die. I didn't identify. I attempted to because I thought that would make my enjoyment.
No, but it doesn't.
But like, I mean, what can you identify with?
I'm a total jerk.
He's a guy. He's a male, and he's got like dark hair.
Yeah, that's pretty much all as far as it goes.
I'm a big jerk.
What? I was gonna say that, but I mean,
I'm also like, you know, as it goes, I can kick some butt.
No, but he gets kicked. No, he's the one who is like, no.
Can you run through walls?
He just uses equipment that anyone could use even better than he could and use to their best ability. He just kind of leaves all this OP equipment off to the side until he just randomly uses it. And, I mean, he could totally, like, I mean, smashing through walls? Like, why didn't he? What? Why didn't he? I mean, there's so many instances. He could have just, well, whatever.
I can't think of an instance. But that's because that was pretty much the only action that he had in that movie.
It was. Yeah, I was trying to actually think of, like, what action scenes.
What other part of that movie could he have smashed through a wall? And then there's, like, well, he didn't really do too much to think. I mean,
he chased after the ship.
He sat down and he watched somebody pole dance.
Yeah, that was really awkward. I kind of looked down for that scene. It was wild.
It didn't really fit with the movie. It felt like watching... I'm trying to think. It's like watching a Disney movie that only has one song in it. So that's what I felt like. Like everything sort of goes on hold in the plot, like would happen in a Disney movie, except it just aren't expecting it, and it doesn't really make any sense. It doesn't work.
Well, and yeah, I mean, it
I don't know. I mean, it was like that was probably one comic issue if you think about it. Like that whole. Anyways, so yeah, let's just go. Okay, we almost got it.
Oh no, gosh,
it's gonna be loud.
We're never gonna. That's all right.
We can't. Do
okay.
That.
Are we gonna?
Probably the worst.
How long are the how long are these audio. Like?
Well,
how long are these normally?
We have gone for like 7 minutes, and the last one was like an hour.
Oh, dude, let's keep talking.
Okay, yeah. Cool. So,
who wants to give their opinions? Okay,
I will introduce since I'm not sure you've ever listened to the podcast.
No, I haven't.
See, that's a problem. But let's just. I'll explain to you how we do it. And Hunt, you might not be familiar with it because this was the last two episodes that we've...
Oh, I haven't listened to those.
Yeah, you're way behind, man. I mean...
Gotta do your homework, except that's kind of hypocritical from you. I didn't do any...
You're a hypocrite, but not really, and you're lazy.
Oh,
that's what I'm going to call you guys.
I spend a lot of time...
No, I'm the sentient elbow. I'm not hypocrite. No, I'm the hypocritical sentient elbow.
All right. Now, so how we do it...
Oh, I sort of
hit
it.
Was, like, in your hands, but... Yeah.
You know what? Fine, we can have four hosts. I'm cool.
Okay.
I'm cool.
No, I want to murder the fourth host.
We will murder him after.
Okay.
This clapping has to end.
Clapping,
it does have to end.
It's going to be bad.
So, we have three things that we rate. Okay. And that's quality, which is talking about, like... You know, overall filmmaking, like the shots, the soundtrack, the audio, the
audio visuals, and visuals,
that sort of thing. And then we also go through the plot and the story, how well it develops,
which is
sort of stuff. We'll get to it. And then characters and like how the characters develop, like if we understand, you know, whatever, if they're acted well, that sort of thing.
That's a good three, yeah. That's
and then good. We rate each of those out of 18 Lego pigs.
Okay.
I think it used to be something else, but no, it is Lego Pigs. I mean, it used to be like 12, I think.
Oh, really?
I think so. But
18 is just better though.
18 just makes more sense. 18. Yeah. More it's changed. I think it was 12, then it was 16, now it's 18. Mm-hmm. I don't know, but we're sticking with 18 now. We actually care. I care. Daniel doesn't care. He's not even here. He's not with us anymore.
He's in North Carolina.
I miss you, dude.
He's in a better place.
He's in a better place, but he'll come back. He'll come back someday. Maybe. Hopefully. No, he won't. He's dead. All right, let's go.
What? No. Yeah.
Another word for, like, you know, the afterlife is North Carolina. Anyways.
Where did Grandma go? She went to North Carolina.
That's basically what it is. I apologize for your location being given out, Daniel. But
oh man, yeah, we could get some stalkers here.
People are basically just gonna come up to his house.
Let's be honest,
because all the raving fans.
You put that like all over your social media anyway, so yeah, who cares? You don't care. I don't care.
But if we
sorry for not caring. But
if you go onto the Gosh Daniel podcast homepage and look at the description, you'll see I live in North Carolina. Welcome to the podcast of where we talk about things.
Yes, that's pretty much what it says, except it also has like his address and crap like that. Right.
So. What really?
And email address. That's,
wait, real social address and number. Email. So oh, someone could stalk him
social
out.
Social security number.
Someone could stalk him out and like
credit card
take
number.
Take pictures through his window, and yes. That is a bit.
He just really likes people to know who he is.
Yeah, what? He wants I fame don't. And he wants stalkers.
Fame, fame and stalk.
He
no.
feels like if he gets the stalkers, then he has the fame. So, I mean, it's one way to do it, really. It's at least one person thinks you're famous. Famously something. I don't know, worth stalking.
Stalked? I don't know.
You right, have, we should you get have to the a movie, social though. Security number. It's worth it. Okay, yeah, let's get back to that.
How about that
movie? Stop talking about Daniel.
I just want to talk about it.
I mean, Daniel's not here. We should just all ponder how he's not here.
Anymore.
And he's not here, and no, he's gone. Okay, let's go. So, let's do visuals start, and stuff.
Yeah, with visuals, okay. Quality.
So, we'll go around,
we'll go around. You know how it goes. You start.
Okay, I start. Wow. It was definitely worth seeing in 3D. It was, like, really great visuals. Like, amazing visuals. Sound, I'm like, I don't know. Sound just all sounds the same to me. I don't, like, I can't give it. You two can talk about sound, and you'll be way more accurate than I will.
No, I don't know about sound.
Bob, I'm assigning that to Bob. okay. So, but the sets that they used were, like, great and realistic. And the costumes were, like, fantastic. It was just all around. Like, it wasn't some crappy low-budget sci-fi. Like, it was legit. That's what I gotta say. Yeah.
So, cool. Did you, like, notice the shots or anything? Or?
Well, I'm not that kind of... Silas would have noticed that. I wouldn't I would, like, no. I don't pay attention to that kind of stuff. I mean, there was that one shot where they're both standing back to back and they're like, wow, you know, and it goes all around, you know, and it's that cliche kind of, that just made me cringe. But anyways, as far as shots go, I mean, it was good.
That reminds me of like the shot towards the end where they're kind of confronting the commander and it's kind of doing that same like rotating, but they're like yelling at each other.
Yeah, that one too.
That kind of threw me off a little bit. Like it looked kind of weird. But I mean, everything else I thought was okay.
Yeah, Luc Besson has like I think he has a noticeable directing style, but it's usually just like quick shots where you zoom in slightly. He does that a lot throughout this movie. Like I noticed, like when the ship was landing in the first scene, it like goes to the landing gear. It's not the first scene of the movie, but it's the first scene that we see the main characters. Mm-hmm. The ship lands, and it like has a slight zoom in, quick shot on the landing gear. And he does that sort of thing all the time. I don't know what it is with him and zooming. But, yeah, anyways, that's pretty much the only thing notable about his shooting to me. Other than, like, that's probably the best CG.
It looked pretty amazing.
The animation was wonderful.
It was that was really good.
I'm
not going to say... There's a lot of it. I'm not going to say, like, it was never noticeable that it was CG or something. Because there's just so much of it, there's really no way you can...
Yeah.
But, like, as it is, it still looked good. Like, it looked really good.
Yeah, you could see it alongside the, you know, real people, actors. Yeah. Just fine. Just
without fine. Really noticing too much.
It didn't stick out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I felt like the one scene where Laureline is looking at the little animal thingy.
Oh, yeah.
That scene felt weird because she's holding it in her hand and she's talking to it. But that might be more of a problem with the acting. But that also has to do with directing, because in some movies like that, they'll have some sort of thing that they're interacting with, mm-hmm. so it seems real.
Oh, yeah.
And in some instance, they'll be able to see it, like, on a different screen, what it's going to look like.
Yeah.
They do that with, like, Rogue One and stuff like that, so K2SO seems to fit in. But they should have done that with that scene, because that looked weird to me.
One other thing that I just, this might not, I mean, this doesn't really, this doesn't fit into any of the categories, but that one part where the guy is like reading out loud what he's reading, I wish they found a better way to do that. Like, I mean, it's like for real, like a la 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 la, like classified information.
There's a lot of exposition in this movie.
That part, yeah, I'm not sure where to fit that in. Yeah, I guess it's a problem with, it's either a problem with the writing. I want to talk about it maybe more in, like, plot areas.
Yeah,
because it's how they develop the plot. That's the problem, really.
Because there's a lot of it.
Yeah. I'd give it, like, in terms of the, like, production quality.
Like, I'd wait, do we rate that one out of 18?
Yeah, yeah.
So we rate each individual thing out of 18 and then the overall movie. Yeah. Oh, nice.
I'd actually give it, like, maybe a 17.5 out of 18.
A 17.
I'd go 18. I mean, it was wonderful. Like, I didn't see any problems at all with the, like, as far as, like, yeah, I mean, I just... 18, mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean...
I give it just for that one shot with Laureline.
Right.
Yeah. Did not work for me, but
did
yeah.
not work. Just well, happened. Yeah, I guess I'd give it a 17 just because of those few shots where it was, like, really... I mean, the dude, you know, they're interrogating him and they're, like, figuring out all the... And it just goes around. That was... I don't like it when they do that. It's just... Mm-hmm. So maybe that's enough to bump a point down. I guess for some other people it wouldn't be enough. And that other shot where they're standing back to back. Who stands back to back when you're in awe of something together? No, you stand by side, side hug each other, and look up. I mean, you don't. You're best buds. Like, you, come on. I mean, you don't. Oh, I want to feel your back and like gaze up at the sky. No, like, but that makes no sense.
Yeah, sometimes just.
And it tries to be dramatic.
They tried to be dramatic
but
and
it doesn't
cool
work.
In ways that didn't, like, make sense. But
and aren't so dramatic and cool. What they were thinking was, like, I want to experience this beautiful thing. Get behind me so I don't have to look at you.
Oh.
So you don't ruin this.
Well.
Maybe that's what it was.
I kind of feel like they would do that.
Yeah.
Since they don't seem to like each other very much, even though they say they do.
That's true.
But that's for the character topic.
Yep.
We'll get
let's,
back
let's go
to
into,
that.
Wait, did, you rated it, I rated it, you rated it.
17 out of
18. We all agree.
I gave it 17.5 because...
Really high.
Because I am that person.
Well, no, because it's really okay. good.
Yeah, it was really good.
Well, no, not because you're that person. It's just really good.
Take pride in your rating.
Yeah, okay, your opinion is important,
my opinion
Bob.
Is important. That's why
except
I made
it's
this
not
podcast.
Because yeah. not a lot of people listen to podcasts. Sorry,
hey, that's not true.
I made no, this podcast kidding. Because my opinion is important. And
no.
if nobody else agrees, that's their problem.
I love out. Opinions. Oh, I heard a quote one time. Opinions are a lot like buttholes. Everyone has one, but no one wants to hear about yours.
It's pretty true.
It is kind of true. But, hey, podcasts are wonderful.
You're right.
I was
maybe
kidding,
we should
man.
Just quit.
No, we shouldn't quit. This is fun.
I don't know.
And tons of people listen to it, right? You have like 40 people?
Yeah.
Dude,
yeah,
that's a lot. 40. That's
for
40
now.
More than I have because I don't
it's
do
true.
A podcast.
It's true. This is like, is this like some sort of motivational...
Did I'm just motivating you because I just like
an elbow on here just to like motivate.
No,
us.
I'm motivating you because I insulted you earlier, so I'm trying to like make up for the insult.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's
because
that's good. That's fair.
Because I didn't mean the insult, and I wanted to motivate you.
Okay. You're the worst.
Oh.
But you have really beautiful eyes.
Hey, you're complimenting my genetics. That's not even you're not complimenting like my character or my choices or my. I mean, you're complimenting something that was just
honestly,
pure luck.
I don't
that's,
even know you anymore.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, we've moved away. Like after
I don't.
Gone. Yeah. We
no,
don't
it's
know
after
each other.
You gave it a 17 instead of a 17.5.
Oh, what? No,
yeah, right.
I mean, we haven't seen each other face to face for like 2 years. What?
Yeah, that's what it is.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay. I don't even know you.
Yeah,
so
I don't really.
I can't.
But we're friends for now.
Wow. That's comforting.
Alright. I'll see you in heaven. Middle North Gate.
Middle North
Meet
Gate.
At the Middle North Gate.
Okay.
Yeah. Just but otherwise, yeah, I mean we don't have to be friends anymore if you don't want to here on Earth.
Oh,
it's kind of
disappointing. This is getting depressing.
I'm kidding, man. I'm not gonna friend dump
break.
You, don't worry.
If
friend
you don't join the Patreon.
Dude,
it's over.
I totally will though. Like $1 a month. I'm about to get a job. I totally will donate $2 a month just to one up Hunter.
Everybody in the world needs
no, that. Not Hunter.
What if I do the $3?
Hunt the
then
blunt
I hit
the, or
the
whatever.
Next tier
hunt the blunted Gunter.
Whoops, I'm sorry.
Oh, that's no problem. This audio is bad anyway. So I give this audio 4 out of 18 because we're using one mic for 3 people.
Yeah,
and then there's ASMR cheese. It can't get worse. All right, let's move on to plot. Let's just see if we can...
See
maybe
we
still pull
this.
Together a review.
Yeah,
I don't know.
We're trying.
All the drama is just.
It was intriguing at first. I'll say that.
Yeah, it
and there was a bit of a mystery.
More interesting than it was.
And then they had like one side plot. Where's Valerian? Let's go find him. And then they had another one. Where's Laureline? Let's go find her. And then the movie ends. But it's like both time they're like. It's
right.
just dumb.
Like, yeah,
like they know where they are.
Well, now we'll go around this way. So you'll start with your opinion on the plot and stuff and say everything you want to say, and then we'll just...
Yes. Yeah. Yes, I will.
And then we'll interrupt you occasionally because, you know, we just want to. That's our podcast.
Because we have opinions too.
Yeah. Okay, so about go. Shoot. Opinions. What more about your opinion do you want to share with the world?
I mean, I think it was.
So anyways, I mean, the thing is, I know, just, like, no, okay, keep
going. This is your podcast now.
No, it's not. It's still your podcast.
Sentient
it's
Elbow
the Gosh
Cast.
Elbow podcast.
Welcome to the Sentient Elbow Cast.
Oh, thank you.
All right. yes. I think that it would have worked maybe in comic form, which it was adapted from. Because it felt really issue by issue basis, like yeah, it was very episodic. Segmented. Yeah. And that doesn't work for a movie. It needed more adaptation. Like, you needed to do more to change it, I think, than what they did. Because it seems like they could have left some stuff out. Yes. They did not. It's too faithful. Even though I've never read the comic, I'm going to say it's way too no faithful. Idea. And, let's see, what else? There was just too much exposition. Not that I didn't think it was interesting, or I sort of grudgingly had to admit every time that they gave exposition, it made sense when they're getting it is like from a computer or a person who knows all about that and is like showing off all of his knowledge. So like it made sense, but it was too much for a movie.
Yeah. The one that stuck out to me that where it really started to like annoy me was when they're first coming into Alpha and he like asks the computer thing on the ship for like information about it, and it starts telling him like all these like very like, you know, quote unquote basic facts about the thing, but like he probably already knows all those things. He's like, how many people live here? It's like,
you would assume so.
Why do you care? It's just, it's obviously for the audience, and it's just,
I mean, if he's like they're
the
already
opposite
so high
of
up.
The Planet of the Apes movies, which are perfect exposition,
right?
And this is just throw it all at you in dialogue.
Tell you a lot of things.
I hate when they throw exposition at you in dialogue in just extreme
ways.
Well,
and it's like, it's so, because they're so high up, right? Like, it's, what is it? What are their two ranks? It's like, one of them is major.
Like major
and lieutenant. Lieutenant, right? Lieutenant and major? I don't know, whatever. But they're so high, like, they should already know all that stuff from Alpha already. Like, they're
really,
just,
like,
I mean,
live here.
Yeah.
Yeah, you would think that they have, but they almost act like they've never been there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's, which like, doesn't make any sense.
Doesn't make sense. It confuses me.
Yeah. So, anything else you want to say
they
before?
Find clever ways to incorporate that into the story.
For example, in a comic, there would be a box that says that sort of thing, and you have all these panels. And it doesn't have to be the computer telling you. And even if it is, that works in a comic.
Yeah,
it doesn't work in
comics,
a movie.
Comics can just bluntly tell you things, and it's just like, okay, like,
that's,
you know,
part of how the medium
works. But with movies, nah.
No, you have to be creative. You have to show it instead of just tell it.
Yep.
That's all I have to say for plot. I give that. I mean, it was interesting, and it had too many side plots, and then it just had too poorly received, poorly delivered.
So yeah, what was your 1 out of 18 rating on the plot?
I would give it like a 12. Well, no, that's low.
What?
I think that's high.
Oh no,
it's more than half.
I want to say a 13, but that also seems high. So I want to give it a 12.4.
Okay, that's pretty great.
I'm being Daniel, because Daniel loves those decimals, and I hate them.
12.42987.
Exactly. That's actually pretty close to what I was thinking.
Oh, I see.
Slightly over 4, but not enough to really mention it.
I see.
I tried to round, but, you know, that's
okay. Yeah, that's great. All right, so.
So, the plot, yes. yeah, I agree. It just felt like kind of disjointed, like, I don't know, all the side quests, like, there's lots of things they do that are like getting them to the end, but like it doesn't feel connected exactly.
Mm-hmm.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, it didn't, like, really seem to work.
Like, we're,
oh yeah,
have
and,
to,
and
we,
for,
like,
sorry, I want to stop you real quick. Just so everybody knows, that's not a fart. That's the sound of the chair creaking. I just want to make that clear. Okay, go on.
What was I gonna say?
Oh, I'm sorry. You were saying that it was like disjointed plot.
Yeah.
It didn't seem to connect really.
So like, I had like a way I was gonna say it and I forgot what it was.
Oh. Darn it. Crap. His wisdom is gone.
Chair farts. Problem.
Stupid chair farts. Curse you, chair farts.
Oh. So like, yeah, things are happening. You can be like, okay, we have to go get this thing so that we can take the next step in our adventure to get to the end. But like that thing that they have to do doesn't really feel like it's really connected to what they're actually trying to do.
No.
So it kind of felt not as interesting to me.
And it like didn't seem very high stakes most of the time.
Yeah, it really didn't. Like they were like talking about our mission and stuff. And I'm like, what was the mission again?
At first, it felt like they were trying to keep you in the dark about the mission. And then like it slowly becomes like you're just following that from one part. And like you just see it happen. And at first, I was really intrigued, which is why I thought the first like half an hour of the movie was really good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think probably the first half hour is probably the strongest point.
Because
that's where all the cool stuff is.
I know. Even though it's not like connected to the plot very much, it's still way cooler happens.
That like could work as a setup. Like the way they kind of lead into the plot
but then
is
they,
fine.
The execution
but then once they actually hit, okay, this is what the movie's about and we're going forward.
Would it work as a TV show, do you think?
I think it would work better as a TV show because then they could kind of run with that episodic structure because lots of like TV shows, like you can have a TV with a filler episode that still is really good because the movie has like character building stuff.
I would like it as like an animated TV show.
It would work a lot better.
Studio Mirror.
Maybe.
So that would be cool.
It's what we want for everything.
Yeah, that's true.
What's your 1 out of 18 rating? Or do you have anything else to say on plot? What else?
I think, I don't know. I guess it just didn't go anywhere I didn't expect it to go, I guess.
Yeah, it didn't do anything
like, when I kind of caught on to, like,
the pole dancing was pretty unexpected.
Right.
It wasn't good.
And then it didn't lead to anything. Because she died, like,
and then
5 minutes later.
Like,
and
nobody
cares.
She
was kind of an okay character, too.
Yeah, like, she was interesting.
Yeah, and then she dies.
And then she just dies immediately.
But, that's the thing. Like, if you took her out, nothing would change. If you took all of that out, it would be...
Well, actually, because that was the way he got into the place. But the thing is, the place wasn't necessary. That was just another subplot, which is why it all just led up to being a complete unnecessary filler part of the movie.
Yeah. Like you could literally stitch it together in such a way that when Valerian apparently goes missing, he lands there. And he talks to them, and he finds out all that stuff, and then you follow Laureline, like, trying to find him, catches up to him, much more succinct, and you can do more, like, that way. I felt like, and you'd get rid of all the Bourne crap.
Yeah. Basically, this movie should have just been, like, an hour long.
Yeah. Like,
because that's all the important stuff.
Anything that was, like, worth seeing was an hour. Like, there was an hour worth seeing, and then there was another hour that was just not
like,
really...
pole dancing.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh boy. Like literally 3 minutes. Like the pull. I mean, like it wasn't just like a few seconds. It was like literally.
It could have been a few seconds.
It was 5 minutes.
It would have made perfect sense as just like, oh, there's this person and she's like pole dancing. And then she kind of stops after like 5 seconds.
Because
he's like. Doing it.
Because
that's
because the whole time he was like, no, I don't care. I need your help for this thing.
But he wasn't like trying to stop.
Literally, that scene did
nothing
for the movie.
It was just like. Random, this person changes like their outfit magically with all their weird powers, and then the guy just like reaction shot.
But like it was always the same reaction shot.
It was the same shot.
He never really did anything.
No,
different.
He didn't actually.
He was just staring, just like
it wasn't very. And then you could hear like the guy who runs the whole thing and was like playing the piano or whatever. Like he seemed really excited by it, like he'd never seen it before, which also didn't make any sense. Because he's like, how does she do that sort of a thing? It just didn't make any sense.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
So,
I'd probably give it like a 10 out of 18 Lego pigs.
How about you, Mr. Elbow?
Okay, well, Mr. Elbow, I like that. Thank you. Boy, the plot, I have so much. Okay, so, I think it sucked. I'm sorry. I love sci-fi genre. Is great, but the plot was horrible. I'm sorry. I know you guys gave it high ratings, and I'm gonna explain to you why I think it's horrible. Number one, again, you agreed with me on this. Too many subplots. Whole movie is literally like, I mean, it's so They wrap it up with this Scooby-Doo ending as if they were giving you hints the whole time when they weren't. You were just kind of going off on random adventures, and then it all wraps up at the end, and it's horrible. Anyways, that's not... I mean, okay. The guy... I hate the main character. He is such a loser. And I don't like stories where I hate the main character, because I'm not cheering for him to win. I'm instead sitting here, I want you to fail. And I want you to fail hard so that you will have a character redemptive arc and you will learn from your mistakes. I want you to fail, you know? And so it... I mean, I either want a character that is going to fail and have that redemptive arc.
You don't care about what they're doing if you don't like them.
Yeah, basically, exactly. And I don't like because he's a loser. And
yeah,
I don't,
if they were like likable people with like now, interesting personalities, it would have helped.
Yeah,
the movie.
It would have.
They didn't have that.
There. And okay, in the romance subplot. Okay, she is such a boss, and she's hot, and she's all these different things. And he's, like, none of those.
He can't even do his
He's
hair.
Talented. He's, and she's, no, she's talented. He's not. Literally, throughout the entire movie, his butt just gets saved every single time, except for, and then in that one scene where they're, like, shooting the blue goo at everyone, and he puts on the gas, I'm like, oh, that's smart. He actually did something, like, I'm patting him on the back.
He did a few and things then, that were good, and then everything else, he was just getting saved.
Yeah,
and then, give you, like, an overall sense then of this guy is good at it.
Yeah, and I'm wondering how he got to that position, you know? Like, how did he get so high up if he sucks? Anyways,
And why are they, like, he's so invaluable, and then they're and, like, we can't afford to lose both of you, and they're, like, they just seem like... random agents.
Yeah, for real.
They
like,
never come off as especially competent people.
Yeah, and like, and so he puts on the gas mask thing, because I think the goo, like, suffocates you, is what I'm thinking as the viewer right now. Like, oh, that's probably the weapon. Yeah. But then it ends up not being a weapon. Everyone in the goo can just, like, cut out of it and, like, be perfectly hit.
And, like,
you know?
it puts you to sleep,
and,
but then when you get fresh air...
And but like okay, this plot device, it's so horrible. The yeah, it's not a breathing mask though, right? It's actually a little spider thing that comes.
It doesn't make much sense.
What?
Yes, but
how would you ever have that?
It was super cool, but it's really, like,
how did someone's designing it? And they're like, okay, it's gonna go in your mouth. The spider's gonna crawl on out. And like what?
It felt like it was only good for that one particular situation.
Yeah, it's which true. Was very convenient.
Like, well,
it was a very.
If our guy ever gets covered by weird blue goo. We're gonna need this thing in your mouth.
Yeah,
if you get covered by blue goo. You know what to do.
So
and that's what they would teach you in agent school.
Agent school.
But Laureline,
which apparently everyone else sucks even more than. Okay, so who's the girl's name? Just
Laureline.
Laureline. Okay, it just it was so, and then. Like, yeah, because, and then at the end, she gives into her feel, like, and I knew it, I saw it coming, I'm like, yep, it's gonna be this thing where, you know, she hates him at first, and then she starts to like him and stuff, and then they, like, you know, make out or whatever, and it happened, and it was horrible. No, she needs to be smarter, she needs to remain smarter and higher than him, and say no, but no. It had to, oh, that was horrible. And yeah,
that's the feminism test, which is where you have two women in a room, and they have to talk to each other about something other than the male character. And, like, there wasn't a second female.
She's pretty much the only girl, except for Rihanna's character, I guess.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. She died.
But she died in 5 minutes.
I want to talk about that blue character, though. You totally see it coming. Like, you're like, okay, there's these two characters that are, like, really... And then there's her, and she's just going to get killed off in this big fight. Like, I know, like, it's coming... and then the one thing, the one boss thing that he does, I guess, is, like, fight off all those dudes, which they're just big and fat and slow.
And you just see it in the, like, background. It's not like it's any cool action happening.
Like, focus,
yeah, you know? it was really, oh, okay, one thing that hit me that was just so annoying. They arrest her, right? They arrest What's-Her-Face, and, what? You just told me her name. Okay, whatever.
This is maybe another problem with the movie. Like,
yeah.
Can't really remember
I remember
names.
Their names.
Yeah. I mean, like, I remember their names, but, like...
There's Valerian, there's Laureline, there's Commander something, there's
okay,
Bubbles.
Laureline. Yeah, Bubbles.
Yeah. And then that's it. Like, yeah. Did anybody else even
there's,
have a
there's
name?
There's General something.
There's the Commander.
Yeah. So they...
The General.
And then there's, like... Alien number one.
Alien number one, Alien
like
number
Blanchett.
Two.
I didn't ever check if that was Cate Blanchett.
It
really
it
sounded
sound
like Cate Blanchett.
That one guy in the beginning sounded like John Goodman.
I think it was.
Think it,
that had to
but
have been.
It, yeah.
Anyways, yeah, we don't know the character names.
But yeah, we don't know.
I will get you, Valerian.
It was...
and he never shows up again.
I was hoping he'd be all Han Solo, and he's like, I'll get you, Valerian. And he's like, well, in that case, and he just... I was expecting him to just go, in that case, and blow his brains out.
He murdered enough people in this movie.
I know.
Yeah.
He kills a lot of people.
He should have just killed that guy. That would have been amazing. At that point, that movie would have been, like, three notches higher
yeah.
in terms of characters. If he's... Yeah, I felt like they were trying to make him Han Solo, and then they never had, like, a redemption part, like, where he comes back to save the day. He was just always sort of the... Yeah, he was like Han Solo at the beginning of Star Wars, and just remained that way.
It was...
But, like, I feel like they tried to, like, give him, like, a sort of redemptive moment with the stupid decision at the end to, like, give the people the converter. But, like, it was
It was really, forced, because the girl was staring into his eyes all dreamily and, like, pressuring him into it.
I feel like that was what it was supposed to be, but it did not work at all.
And so, anyways, but the two dumb things, there are two dumb scenes. One, they walk out, they don't even handcuff her, which I know she mentions it. It doesn't make it anymore. There's a room of armed guards and a room of, like, commanders. No one corrects them on not putting handcuffs on this high-priority prisoner. What? And the guards aren't even armed? Like, are you kidding me? What? That was horrible. And so, that, number one. Number two, in the beginning scene where they're, like, going through the, like, transdimensional, like, when they're running away from the monster, they're just total, like, jerks to the other people. The other people are, like, fighting, and they're just like, oh, yeah, let's go really slow and just kind of shoot the windshield a bit. And then we'll just kind of hop out real slow while everyone gets mauled behind us.
And, yeah. I mean, it fits for agents who, like, have the thing that they need, and then the other people who are soldiers and prepared to die.
Well, I thought that worked. Yeah, but they could have been way more efficient, and they could have, like, actually tried to survive. Like,
yeah, like, everybody in that bus died.
It seems like everybody was, like, planning on dying.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
which I thought was, like, really cool. For
the sake of thought that's horrible. Little,
like, I thought it was super cool at the beginning of the movie.
It was cool, but, like, it isn't, like...
Because in real life, you're not gonna not try to... You're not gonna just... No, yeah.
But, like, actually, now that I think about it, like, talking about all the, like, dimensional, like, swapping stuff at the beginning... Now that I think about it, that should have been, like, something they brought back at the end to, like, solve the problem. Like, that would have been cool.
That would have been really cool.
They put so much time. They put so much time into, like, setting that up and using it in really neat ways.
I mean, it was really good.
Like, yeah, and it was. But, like, it almost felt like it could have been something they could bring back.
Again, the first half hour of this movie is amazing. Yeah.
And then it just plummets into an oblivion.
Yeah, and then it just gets...
And then it actually starts.
Once they actually get to the City of 1,000 Planets.
It gets boring.
And
it's just tons of that was just horrible. Anyways, plot, I'd give it 4 out of 18. I absolutely hated the plot. Absolutely 100% hated the plot. It was terrible. I like, and like, the sci-fi genre isn't gonna save it from being a horrible story. I just, that, you know, it can be sci-fi, whatever, and that's my opinion.
If you get the fundamentals wrong, everything else doesn't really hold up. Unless it's, like, really, really, really good, but it really kind of wasn't. So. I mean, like, obviously. Like,
all right, we're going to talk characters now, right?
We pretty much did.
I was
going
to say, we kind of already did.
I actually like the characters more than both of you, for sure. And I'm going to say, like, I didn't actually have as many problems as you guys did. I actually sort of liked Valerian, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give it a 16 out of 18. Oh, but I also want to go back and say, I'm going to give the quality and filmmaking stuff, I'm going to give it a full 18. Because I just remembered Space Oddity is at the beginning of this movie by David Bowie.
Yeah.
And anything, like, if David Bowie's in the soundtrack, like, it automatically wins.
What? That's a bit OP, but
It's an OP move, but...
But it works.
They did it.
That doesn't.
It's fair.
I'll join you in my 18. Like, okay. I think that you've influenced me, and I mean, but the movie mainly influenced, like, it's a really good, like, as far as cinematic quality.
Yeah, if you go see this movie, you're going for that part.
Yes.
Like, the visuals and all the filming and stuff.
The plot's the worst part of this movie for me. I'm gonna, character 16.
What about characters, Hunter? There weren't many of them.
Oh, there weren't very many of them, and I really didn't... I didn't like any of them, personally. I thought Valerian was annoying. Laureline was less annoying. And obviously their relationship made no sense.
Yeah.
I don't think it did. Like, it was supposed to be romantic, but I felt like they were just angry at each other all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like that's not how a romance should work. Like, there should be some kind of point where they're, like, relating... to each other, and like, there's something good to latch onto, and I never felt like there was anything like that.
No, I just felt like he was like, yeah, sure, whatever, and eventually she just stopped caring.
He's like, I'm great, you should be in love with me.
He bugged her enough.
Okay.
Yeah, he bugged her enough, and then eventually she's like, okay, fine. Like,
and I for some reason I thought that was great, because I think she just...
I thought that was horrible,
I didn't
though
think
because
she had, like, any... It wasn't like she was a very Like,
well, I thought she was pretty smart, but then it all of a sudden just tanked her character. Like, I thought it would be, like, an ongoing character trait that she was, like, actually, like, just overall superior to him.
She was, but then she stooped down to his level. So I figured that they were just right for each other because they're both jerks.
What?
So, like, I didn't care about her to the point, so I was just like, yeah, sure. But, yeah. Anyways,
what would you give characters?
For me, I'd give characters, like, a 5.
Oh, no. I gave it like a 16.
Yeah, I know. I'm not judging your rating. I just,
yeah, your opinion is your opinion. You're entitled to it. So
I just felt like everyone was either
I won't look down annoying, on you as a person,
annoying or boring.
Mm-hmm.
And there was just no substance to anybody.
No, yeah, okay, I did not expect any substance, so I didn't get it.
Bubbles had sort of a potential, though.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
then they killed her off, so it's
if they did not kill her off.
My favorite characters were the K-Tron robots, because they looked the coolest.
Yeah, that sounds like you.
Those were cool. Oh, you mean the ones with the, like,
the ones that shot everybody in the end. Those things look so cool.
Okay, what I do love, okay, I want to point this out. Not everyone that is not main dies, which I love. Like, okay, so, like, there's just random standbys that end up surviving the chaos, which is what I like, because normally it's like total plot armor. Everyone who is like involved in the story doesn't get shot. Like, okay, ideal scenario, someone involved in the story gets shot in the chaos, and then a bunch of random people get shot, but a bunch of people that are in the story still continue, and a bunch of random people still get. That's ideal, but that never happens. What does happen in this movie, though, that I still appreciate, is that there are some standbys that survive along with all the main characters.
Yeah,
there's
like a couple. Yeah, it wasn't just like, because you're a main character, you get to live, everybody else dies.
Yeah, it's not like that. It's like several people are just there. And that cool, what's his name? He doesn't have a name, but he, like, the guy that, like, goes out to defuse the bomb. Well, not like stop. That was really cool. And he just, like, it was so epic. Yeah.
And I like the Force Awakens bombs where you stick it on the side and you press the button. And that's I mean, they have those like in every sci-fi movie, basically. So it wasn't a thing original when Force Awakens did it. But yeah.
Yeah. On a slightly related note to the side characters not dying, Valerian's gun was way more powerful than any of the other guys'
guns. For real!
They're, like, you know, unloading on these robots and just doing nothing, and then he takes, like, one shot.
Pistol.
So it could have just been a really nice gun.
I guess it was just some high.
That's a horrible argument. Why doesn't everyone just have really nice guns? Like, yeah, I mean,
And that's super nitpicky. And it did stand up.
And, like, at first, like, the first part of that scene where he runs out and, like, shoots everyone, he was actually, like, hiding and stuff, and he was doing really well. But then he just run down the open.
He like drops down.
Yeah,
it's true. So and then he like bad. Stands behind like, the robot. Yeah, that
see
killed.
that's when he should be dead after it that. Cool. And I just the whole movie, I'm like, you should be dead, but you're not. Anyways, characters.
I would like to see their armor get shot and like bit of explanation. They're like, look at his armor is whatever.
Part. Yeah.
Yeah.
But like, if he did get shot, we didn't notice it. And so who knows if his armor was anything.
That reminds me of a scene from this one show called Leverage, and it's like this one guy who's like the gunman, the cool gunman guy. There's like a group of armed people like surrounding them like behind crates, and then he just goes like in this warehouse and he just comes in the middle of the warehouse and just like bam 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 like everyone all around into this epic slide, you know, and it's so bad and everyone else dies, of course, and he's like he's there at the end, and there's no excuse. It's terrible.
Yep, I survived. Totally good.
If you want to see a movie with good action and like some good gunfights, watch Baby Driver. I'm gonna recommend that for anything.
I kind of thought Kingsman.
Kingsman
just, like, really over the top.
Kingsman, Kingsman was good, but over the top. Baby Driver was like realistic.
Yeah.
So. Oh. I think it actually the guy who did a lot of the action for Baby Driver, I found it like worked on John Wick.
Oh really?
So yeah, it makes sense.
John Wick's great too.
Yeah.
Again, kind of that more realistic, but with like a hyper competent protagonist.
Yeah, yeah. Baby Driver didn't have anybody who was hyper competent. Yeah.
I haven't seen any of those three movies, so I don't know what you're talking about.
You should go see Baby Driver.
Now I know Kingsman. I know the gist of Kingsman, but I don't like. I haven't seen the other movies. So.
Those are all three rated R movies, though.
Yeah, I don't normally watch R movies, because normally R movies are rated R for a reason, which is why I don't go to see them.
They're really good, though.
Yeah, some of them. Actually, a lot of times R movies just, like, make, like, they flop, and they're normally, like, a lot of times. No, sometimes there's, like, a good, occasionally.
Deadpool did not.
Yeah, no, well, those are Marvel, though. Well, that's kind of a cheater card.
Different X-Men movies.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of a different example. I wish Apocalypse
flopped.
Oh, man.
What? You would? Oh, well, it was a horrible movie. Yeah. So, yeah, I do wish it flopped.
So they would just be done.
Yeah, for real. Like, join like, Marvel Studios. And then
no kidding.
Giant, like, why? Funny. They're already a mammoth. Like, you can't. Anyway.
There's plenty of very successful R-rated movies, though.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they're successful, and people. And yeah, but, I mean.
Sure, but just because, you know, you have to be like 17 to go see them.
Right.
Yeah, the audience is automatically. Sure.
You know, you have a smaller audience automatically.
Yeah. But it can still.
It can still do well. It's not that it can't do well.
Which is why Indiana Jones made sure there was a PG-13, because it probably wouldn't have been as well watched if it was R.
Yeah.
Well. Anywho, I thought characters were... I mean, I've already mostly shared my opinion. I think the girl... what's her name? Lydia? Lila?
Laura.
Okay, whatever. Laura, what's her face? Okay, Laura. We're calling her Laura. Laura. She's, like, a boss, but you only get to know her, like, for the first half of the movie, and then she's just... It's more action and stuff like that, so you don't really... So she's, like, a good character. And the main character is obviously, like, a loser, so I don't care about him. And then Bubbles had potential, so characters is, like, way, it's better than the plot. I'd give characters, like, an 8 or 9, maybe.
Okay.
8 or 9, just, but the main character being horrible just automatically shrinks it. Like, if he was great, it would be, like, 13 or 14, but it's, no, it's 8 or 9 out of 18. Mm-hmm. 8.5 out of 18 for characters, just because, yeah.
All right, well, let's just overall. Say the overall. I'm going to go first because it's probably... Let's just go in descending order podcast. Here.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I'm going to say, like, 13 out of 18 overall. I think, like, the other things were really good about it, but the plot was just so bad and the dialogue was so poor. Like, we didn't even really talk about the dialogue, but it definitely feels like it was translated wrong.
It's not very good.
Like, it was translated incorrectly or something is what the dialogue feels like. And
it's just very heavy-handed.
Could have had more, like, creative ways to say that. Yeah. That I think somebody who is a native English speaker would have said, maybe. I wonder if the French version of this movie is better. Because Luc Besson
learns French and I should watch that.
I should. Yeah, I think there's a reason this movie flopped.
Yes, there is totally a reason.
Yeah.
I was really looking forward to this movie, though.
Wait, what was your rating again? I was 13. Cool. 13. Okay, yeah. Well, what about you?
I'd probably go with, like, an 8.
8?
Yeah.
For reference, what would you give Assassin's Creed?
Assassin's Creed was, like, a 2.
I'd give it a 1.
So. Maybe a 1, I don't know. Well, there really is nothing very good about Assassin's Creed.
So you gave it an 8.
Yeah, just okay. Because, like, by the end, like 30, 45 minutes from the end, I was just ready for it to be over.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just bored for a long time. Like, it was enough to kind of keep me interested and engaged, like, visually, and just to see it through to the end. But, yeah, I was bored. But stuff looked cool, so
yeah,
8 points for that.
All right,
alrighty.
What do you think?
Well, the average—if I average out all the points that I've given the three categories—it's a 10, which is too high. I'm sorry, it's just too high. I'm going. I think I might agree with you. What's his nickname? Like,
I'm Hunt the Bunt Gunter.
Hunt the Bunt.
You can just call him
Hunt the Bunt Gunter.
Unheard of. He prefers to be called Hunt the Bunt Gunter.
Hunt the Bunt Gunter. I think I'm going to agree with Hunt the Bunt Gunter, and I'm going to go 8 out of 10, and I'm negating 2 points for the stupid pole dancing scene that took 5 minutes of my life and flushed it down the toilet, because I had to stare at the ground because I didn't want to watch that. So, yeah, that was stupid. And then tons of other stupid stuff just wrapped together for a minus 2-point penalty just for all just... Tons of, like, plot holes and things just all wraps together for minus 2 points, and that gives it an 8 out of 10.
8 out of 10.
I mean, 8 out... No, 8 out of... No, not 8 out of 10. That's good. 8 out of 18. 8 out of 18. So
8 out of 18 is good. Yes. All right.
Score. All right.
So that's the review.
That's been fun. Yeah, I love podcasts. I think I might listen to some of your older ones now.
Oh, shit.
Yeah,
thank you.
This is pretty good.
This is... Maybe I should start doing podcasts. Maybe people will love to listen to my voice. That'd be weird.
We could do these.
Yeah, tweet in if you love... love Elbow's voice. as Gosh Daniel Pod thanks, on guys, Twitter.
Yeah.
Where else, Hunter?
Please show your support.
Hunter, Bunter, Gunter.
Oh, I'll start Patreon, probably. Yeah. Yeah, I just need to find before a way you to. Can you email me all, like, links and stuff? Like, you have my email, right?
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure. Lefty, too. Yeah.
Whoops,
almost.
Where was that? Okay, I'll have to edit that out.
No, that's okay. I didn't actually, like, say the rest, so.
I know, I'm still going to edit that. It's going to be funny. Yeah. Anyways. So, what would you give it? Hunter, Bunter, Hunter, Schmunter, Gunter, Munter.
We already talked about this.
We already did that.
Where else can we be found?
On Stitcher.
Good job. And iTunes. YouTube.
And iTunes.
And YouTube. Good job. And then there's, like, obviously our Patreon.
Yes.
Is patreon.com/goshdaniel.
Give me money.
If you give me money... Hunt doesn't need to give money. Therefore, Hunt can quit like we always
knew he was. I'm giving myself money?
Wait, what if I give him... I support him $1 a month, and then I support you $1 a month, so that it negates his $1 a month being really that valuable, because then... Wait, no, because then it wouldn't really be him giving
you... But
then
he could afford to give another
my
dollar.
It would be my dollar. Well, yeah, he could, but it'd be my dollar.
$2
so I'd be giving $2 instead of him, and then he
but
wouldn't
Hunter
pay.
Would get credit.
Yeah. No, but he wouldn't, like,
no,
it wouldn't
still
be
better than you, because you gave him another dollar to give to me.
What? No, I, no. Oh, okay, fine, yeah, $2, I'm just gonna, $2, I'm gonna one-up
good.
Him. Gonna really one-up good, you. Good. Gonna one-up you, boy, sorry.
Stink hunt. No, I'm just kidding. He gets us in for free movies, so
yeah.
That's the best
thanks.
Part.
Hey, thanks, yeah, props to...
They want me
I
to.
Literally donated $45 worth of movie watching content to the podcast. So
thank
yes.
you very
much.
That's
you.
Only this time. Like
my work.
Yeah,
there was
props
homecoming
to props
and,
to Hunt the Gun, whatever.
Hunt the Bunt Gunter Schmunter.
Yeah,
I
that
think
guy.
Is the official. Is that correct?
Sure. Yeah.
Sure.
Yes.
I thought you were
yes,
very, very adamant.
That
about
is my
birth name.
He's confirmed.
I usually just go by Hunt the Bunt Gunter. Which is
yeah.
Like my
and if somebody calls years. You Hunter, they're just assuming your name and.
They, like, thought I wrote my name down wrong, but I didn't, and they're just stupid.
Yeah, I apologize.
Thank you. And thank you for
Elbow
taking
better apologize as well, or else we're going to have a problem.
Apologize
here.
For all the stupidity of people that all called me the wrong
name. I'm so sorry for everyone that's ever called you anything different than what you want to be called. Your life is hard, except it's not! Good life.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
What do you know? You're an elbow.
That's true.
You're just attached to the rest of somebody's body. Who even
okay,
is this
okay.
Person?
Well, no, but okay, your life isn't as hard as it could be. I mean, I guess you could say. So, you're complaining about people calling you names. Some people have to complain about not having any food to eat, so be quiet. Anyway,
wow.
Bye, guys.
Fine.
All right.
I'm leaving on that
well,
cheery note.
Yeah, we'll see ya.
Starving.
Later. Maybe. Never.
Bye. Bring me back, please.
Dunkirk. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah
Dunkirk
ooh,
is
I
next
see
week.
That.
We're gonna have to see that yes. Dunkirk and Daniel, which is why he's not here, did not see Valerian. He went to go see Dunkirk because he wanted to, and so on our YouTube channel, Daniel will put a first impressions, sort of like a short review of the movie, like 3 to 5 minutes long, maybe. Just talking about what he thinks about it. So yeah, go check that out. But we're gonna have a full on review. Next week, so
man,
yeah,
it's great acting like people care about our opinions. That just makes it raises my self esteem.
People
you know?
Actually do.
If you,
I mean, they care about yours. They might not care about mine.
They don't act like they do. They never will.
Oh,
so
this is about courage.
I guess. Oh yeah, courage. That's true. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Fake it till you make it.
Thanks, guys, for listening to us rant.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, Mr.
You can email us your questions at goshdanielrants. gmail.com.
Really?
Questions?
Yes.
Questions
what?
About what though?
No way.
You can email us questions.
About what?
If
why would I
sing? To talk about it. It's like, oh. Yeah, it's like fan mail, sort of.
What?
You know, you're.
Do you,
hey,
have
I
you actually
this.
Gotten any fan mail?
I have gotten one letter.
Wow.
And it is a person who wants us to send them an official, you know, listener of the week pin.
Oh, really?
We never made one.
Oh,
so.
That's you cool. Should though.
Because
hey,
you, I know
hey,
you're
they,
listening. I apologize.
No, they emailed you, man. They took the time to email you and like move their fingers
and they were guests on
they
the
took
podcast.
They took initiative.
They listen every week. And we couldn't follow through. On
what?
The
no,
promises.
You should though.
Should be like listener of the century.
Listener, yeah, listener of the century is what we're gonna do. We just have to get the money first. So. if you give to our Patreon, maybe we'll have the money.
Yeah.
To make pins. Just and sell them.
Could be that.
Hey, we'll get merch. Like,
yeah, we'll get full on merch.
Yeah, full on merch.
Buy your own listener of the century pin.
That'd be good.
And then everyone can be the listener of the century.
Yourself.
Yeah.
Even
yeah.
if you only have listened.
And you've
to
given
episode.
Us money to be able to get that. Yeah, that's what we require. So, yeah.
All right, well, we're going to rant for a while more if we don't turn this off.
Yeah,
so
let's just go.
Bye.
It's been like almost an hour. That's nice. That is a good length. We used to have short episodes. We've gotten long.
Guys, okay, turn it off. Turn it off.
But what if we can talk until it gets to an hour?
Oh, that's true. Wait, what time? We have five more minutes.
I have a complaint.
Okay, sure.
I tweeted you and you never tweeted me back.
You did?
Oh, poor buddy.
I'm not the one who manages this Twitter account. So okay. You're going to have to
talk to Daniel about that. I'm pretty sure I tweeted a question and
I am going to have to give Daniel the finger. And that's not the middle.
No.
I'm just going to point at
oh,
him.
Oh, that
and
sounded
say, you did
okay.
It wrong.
Okay, but yeah. When you tell someone you're going to give them the finger, that is referring to the middle.
It's called
one.
A comedic fake out.
Okay, that well, comedic fake outs. yeah, comedic fake outs aside, yeah, that is comedic fake out.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm gonna.
Wow. Yeah.
I'm gonna take my little bird. I'm gonna throw it, and it'll do a flip. Daniel, I don't know.
And it will
smash
against his window.
And it will smash against.
Funny sound.
Yes. It's for the comedic, you know, comedic timing and all that. Just, it's always great in movies when the bird flies into the window behind them, you know, that sort of thing. So I'll just throw a bird at his window. And so I can tell him, I flipped you the bird, did you see? And he'll be like, you mean the one like, that hit my window?
The mark is still in my window.
The mark is still
on. I hate you.
The blood is still like.
I have an idea for it. If anyone wants to send an email,
what
to Elbow, they can say, on a scale of 1 to 18 Lego pigs, how hot was Cara Delevingne in this movie? But yeah. You can't answer it unless somebody actually emails you.
Email what? Us. You can email
that's
it to
so
us
horrible,
and we will
though.
Forward this and get an official response. If you want to.
All right, whatever.
The rating system.
The rating system.
He's as red as a...
That's a bit creepy.
As
like,
a sheet after murder.
Actually, you can't... you can actually, like, lie about that since they can't actually see how red our faces are. So what if my face isn't really red?
He's actually blue.
Yeah, it's true.
I mean...
I don't want to be offensive, but yeah, he's a blue.
He was all white and then started getting black around the eyes.
What?
Yes, because he was really
he
sad.
He was angry or afraid or sad or something. Oh,
okay, we're ending it. That's it.
Yes, I
end.
Did it. I ended it.
Not well. No, we need 2 more minutes. No more minutes.
No.
Yes.
Okay, I just
that
did
is your
something.
Fault.
No, it's not.
That is your fault.
Now we're going to finally end it, though.
That is your fault.
We've been sitting here for like...
Hey, guys, where'd the fly go?
Hey, did you know that Chuck Norris listens to the Pope's confession? Hey, did you also know that sometimes, that one time Death had a near Chuck experience? Hey, one time Chuck Norris threw a grenade and it killed 100
okay,
people and
over,
then it ex-